nice to have a home to come home to, and I'm thankful that we have a home. So that's my
amen. Thank you, Lord. Aaron and Jason bought a house this week. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for provision. Amen. I'm thankful for the moving of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for his favor. And I'm thankful that the favor is to our generations, to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. That our seed is blessed, that we don't have to beg for his forgiveness and mercy. It's a gracious gift given to us. And we can live in his favor and the righteousness of God because it's his righteousness and not ours. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're so thankful today for our guest speaker and those who've joined us, Daniel and Sally and Brother Bill and Deborah are in town with it. Probably some of our longest connections in the gospel and in ministry, and they've been great friends of my mom and dad and great friends of ours as well. And so we're going to bring Pastor Bill Cutshaw from Rockwell, North Carolina, come on up and share the word with us this morning. If you help him preach, I'll tell you, you'll pull it right out of him. Amen? Amen.
Well, definitely come locked and loaded. I'm realizing as the body of Christ that God has ordained this moment in time. And I found more and more. I'm just going to start out of here as the Holy Ghost permits me from the book of Luke of God's Word as he decrees or declares to me or us as the body of Christ in chapter 21 of the Word of God, where he decrees and declares unto Simon Peter as he is the Word of God. And he says this from verse 31, "And the Lord said, Simeon, Simeon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee." And the authority of the Word of God this morning, as the Holy Ghost has swept over each one of us in our different places, I consider this my home. Because I realize where the heavens are, and the anointing of the Word of God has so saturated from the fellowship of my brethren and my sisters here. And my Jack, I tell you, ain't never been a man like that man. Amen. And I appreciate the authority and the word that this man had in his walk of life. And he shared it, and when he shared it, he multiplied it unto his children, and that children's children now are exercising that word. I come in here a while ago, and I saw my sister there, and all her kids have done grown up, and my kids has grown up, and now we got grandbabies that are functioning and flowing in the same anointing of God's word. And that's where God has ordained. But he said, "But I prayed for thee that that thy faith fail not." So as sons and daughters of God, we're here that the Word of God has already touched our hearts and already filled us up with this authority and this power. So Satan has been trying to come against the body of Christ and stop us from moving in the anointing that God's already bestowed unto us as sons and daughters of God. We're here as the body of Christ and as sons and daughters of God. We're here to break every yoke and every situation. I love that song, I can feel that spirit on my skin. Okay, I'm going on. Revelations of God's Word 21 of the Word of God. And my sister has already said this to us as the body of Christ. The Holy Ghost is here for miracles. We're not here for a play church. We are the church of, we are the anointed body of Christ in the earth. Lynn said something years ago, and he said, "I'm not going to be in the Spirit, I'm in the Spirit." I realize as over the years that word has so sunk into my spirit and to my heart that I realize I operate from the realm of the kingdom of God continuously. For he says to us as that body of Christ, and before I go to Revelations, I need to go back to Luke of God's Word. And Luke of God's Word, go to chapter 17 of the Word of God. And as his word has again decreed or declared to us, the kingdom of God, verse 20 of chapter 17 in the book of Luke, and I'm still going to Revelation 21 as the Holy Ghost permits. But he says, "And when he had demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in you." that authority and power of that kingdom of God resides in earthen tabernacle. Romans of God's word, and go to Romans in chapter 8 of the word of God, and Romans in chapter 8, verse 9 of his glorious word. And I tell you, the word of God has become so powerful to me here in the last several months, and I see the Holy Ghost exercising authority out of the body of Christ. And you saw earlier as different ones ministered and moved by the anointing of what God ordains for this moment. He said, but ye are not in the flesh. So as the sons and daughters of God, verse 9, but you're in the Spirit. And as we are in the Spirit, or in that faith, or in that Word of God, we're here to change the circumstances just like Jesus did. And as we're changing those circumstances as the body of Christ, we're the ones that have to say so. We minister from that very position, place, as sons and daughters of God. Now I'm going back to Rome. Let me finish this. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell, the Word of God dwells in each one of us as the body of Christ. And as that anointing resides within our temple, so that revelations of God's Word, and this is what God has brought the whole body to as sons and daughters of God, is that, hey, we're here to exercise what God's done. Not what men do, but what God does. We're here to decree what God's word has already said to us, and now we're walking it out. Praise God. And in verse 3 says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The very authority and the very power of our God is not coming, it's already here. Praise God. Okay, stick your finger right there and go back to Luke of God's word. This time go to 10 of the word of God. In Luke of God's Word, in chapter 10 of God's Word, in verse 17. Verse 17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy. Here we are here this morning, gathered together, and we're here with joy. The praise and the glory that these folks just sung about, and you and I sung and raised our hands, and glory to God. Our God is here so that we can exercise a word out of our temple, and we're here to behold Satan as lightning falling out of the heavens. You and I are located in the heavens. You and I are located in the realm of the Spirit, and now you and I must exercise what God's already declared. And as we exercise that word, he says again, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The word name here is a position, places that we are in the likeness. Amen. You look in the mirror, you look just like God. Look like Jesus. Word made flesh. And because we are that word made flesh, and he said unto them, and I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, and the word there is a word that says power. But that word is a word that says authority. God has gave to us this authority, and you and I as body of Christ, if we don't never use your bankroll that you got in the bank, ain't worth nothing. But the moment you start exercising this faith, this word, this truth out of your temple, then God changes the circumstances in all of our walk of life. Amen. The Holy Ghost has really done. I praise God because I realize Satan does try to sift us as wheat. Satan does try the different kinds of circumstances and issues that tries to come against our physical bodies as sons and daughters of God. But God's already made a way of escape for every one of us. And as we exercise that word as the body of Christ, now I'm going to read this again from Luke chapter 7, 22. Two of God's word in verse 32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, and when thou art converted, he said, strengthen thy brethren. So that's exactly what we're doing as a body of Christ in 21 of Revelations of God, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying. There's a great voice speaking out of your temple here this morning as the body of Christ. And as that voice is speaking out of us, out of the body, out of the temples of God, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. and God shall wipe away. So here we are this morning decreeing that our God resides in an earthen tabernacle, realizing as that we're not in the flesh, we're in the spirit. And because we're in the spirit, we're exercising this faith out of the realm of the spirit. And we are decreeing, and my God shall wipe, and my God shall wipe away all. Amen. All tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow. We got too many people in our church alone. I've seen 5 members of my family and 4 out of the church die within 3 months apart. And the adversary has taken away our loved ones, and we're exercising now what God's already said. It's time that we take back what God's already gave to us, and the devil tries to take it away. Now our God is manifesting this word to us and cried, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So I'm going to say, as my sister came over here and laid hands, I saw the Holy Ghost moving and saying, even in this moment, I'm removing all the situation that has tried to come against your physical body. Today, thou art made completely. I finish your work within thy vessel, because I am the one that hath called and ordained and anointed this moment, saith the Lord. So a manifestation of that word, God is breaking these yokes in our vessels. The Holy Ghost is touching you, young man, and he's ministering to your ankles and your feet and your circulation in your blood. The Holy Ghost is moving in that point. And from this day hence thou shalt know that the Lord, even the Lord thy God, even I have made thee whole. You're going to feel your ankles. You're going to feel it start like a pulling on your feet. And the Holy Ghost is, the bone structure in your feet is all changing today, Father. I praise you, God, even now. See the manifestation of what God is doing. There's several here this morning. You've got some issues in your blood circulation. You got issues in your sugar. And the Holy Ghost is changing this. This brother back here in the back, I saw the other night at Lisa's house. The Holy Ghost is touching both of you and changing your immune systems in your body today. How, from this moment hence, thou shalt know that the Lord, even the Lord, your children even are being changed, because the promise of what they said a while ago as sons and daughters of God belongs to your seed. And that word is touching your bodies today. Today, you're going to find a complete change in your vessel. Holy Ghost has moved upon the body of Christ, and he has changed who we are as sons and daughters of God and ordained us to exercise this word out of our temple so that God does the work, and you and I stand in awe and say, hey, this is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the Lord would declare to thee this day that I have changed even the immune system in thy body, and thou hast seen the authority and the power of prayer changing thy very system. And this day thou shalt see a restoration in a greater measure, and a restoration and a restoration of strength in your body. Hallelujah. How come? Because our God is wiping away all the pain, all the situations, all the realms out of our earthen tabernacles as body of Christ. So here we are gathered together with this authority and power. And if you don't never use it, it don't profit you one thing. But the moment you start exercising, well, maybe it won't work. Yes, it does work. I can tell you very plainly, the Word of God in Philippians in chapter 4 of the Word of God, my God shall supply all. Come on. And the moment that we start exercising what God's Word says to us, then we see the change. We see the result. Amen. And as we see that result, this past Saturday, my brother-in-law was with me in the woods. We was rabbit hunting. Man, I tell you, had a dog just jumped a good rabbit. Man, they were blasting that rabbit away. I looked around and my nephew's crying, help, help. My brother-in-law had fell over and he was laying there. No life in him. And God said, get up there. So I was up on an old piece of cultivating machine, jumped down, got up there. And his son had opened up his shirt and was doing CPR or getting ready to do CPR. And I said, Brian, stop right now. God's already, and all of a sudden I started praying in the Holy Ghost. See, this is where we are today. God will honor your word like it has never been honored before. God has already declared this word. God's already gave us this miracles. They belong to us. And now what you and I must do is that we must start doing what God has already done. Jesus was our example. The Word was made flesh. Now we are the flesh made Word. And as we are the Word of God, then we're changing the circumstances around about us by saying so. Praise God. So I need to go back again to St. John of God's Word. And in St. John of God's Word, go to chapter 11. In chapter 11 of God's Word, is his, again, Jesus has declared Lazarus, he that is likened to God, because that's who you are. You are the very image and the likeness of God in the earth today. And because we are, then we are exercising this authority. I behold Satan as lightning falling from heaven. I was sitting there on that hospital hallway, and people were coming down. This one woman said, I've been here 3 times, and I still ain't got deliverance. And the Holy Ghost said, man, they put me out in that hallway for a reason, so I could pray for every person that came by. And everyone that came by got a miracle. I tell you, here's where we are. God has ordained us. We prophesied, ministered this for years. And we've declared this word of God, and we've seen the results. But I'll tell you, I'm tired of seeing it in part. Now we're going to see it in fullness. So that Holy Ghost is touching your blood circulation this morning and touching you and your valves in your heart and around your, even down into your legs. The Holy Ghost is moving upon that this morning and changing your... I'm going to lay hands on your chest. The Holy Ghost is touching you right in this position place. You've been having some pressure come up into your chest area, and it's even taking your breath away from you. But God said today, complete change. Why? Because that's where we are. God's ordained us. He's birthed us into this situation time. He's brought us to such an hour and time as this. God has ordained this moment, and because he has, then that word. So he says here unto them in verse 41 of St. John in chapter 11 of God's word, and he says, Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead laid. We got too many religious systems and thoughts, dead thinking that has stopped us from moving in what God said. I tell you, these children have already ordained and anointed, and they are sent forth to minister. I tell you this, I've been here coming different long time. This brother came to our church long, long, long time ago. I think my daughter's 44. Yep. Well, it's before they were born. So, praise God. So that word was planted. That word, that seed has been planted and watered and planted and hoed. Same position, place. Now I see these children running and laying hands on. I see our grandchildren laying hands on. I see them stepping out and ministering what God's already prophetically declared to us years ago is coming to pass. And because it's coming to pass, he says, hey, and Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard. A lot of people don't think God's hearing you, but God is hearing you. And because God is hearing him, he said, and I knew that thou hearest me always. And that's where I reside at as a body of Christ. So when I was sitting there, and I could keep saying, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I knew that authority and power was residing in our vessel. And he said, sipping now, you do something about it. Lay hands, speak this word, declare it. Jesus says this. He says, and because of the people which stand by, I said, Christians don't say enough. Amen. Praise God. Don't say it. And because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Same way with us as the body of Christ. Here we are. God's already ordained us and sent us. And with the power of prayer from sons and daughters of God, I was sitting there. My blood pressure done went up to 180, or my heart rate rather, 180. And I was sitting right there, and they give me some kind of something. And it come down to 147. And that little lady sitting there, she said, said, I don't know, Mr. Cutshaw. I said, I know power of prayer is working. And all of a sudden, that thing went from 147 to 63. She said, what's happening? What's happening? I said, the power of prayer is happening. The power of prayer. The power, the relationship in this body of Christ here has brought faith, has brought understanding, has brought us to be able to stand as mature sons and daughters of God. So I'm going to declare from this moment hence saith the Lord, that the word of my spirit shall sweep through every single one of you, and you shall not be able to keep your mouth shut. You will open up your mouth, and my word will flow out of you like a great mighty river, and it shall touch my people. For I said already unto thee, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. So also from thy mouth thou shalt become like a spout that would spray over my people and bring my people unto divine salvation and divine deliverances. Praise God. This is not just going to take place in a church. This is going to take place in your walk. It's going to take place in your food lines, wherever you are at, because you are the anointed vessel in the earth today. You are the kingdom. You are the righteous body of Christ, and God has paid that price through His Son to give us this authority, and now we're going to exercise it. From this moment hence, there's a complete change in who we are and what we are. It's already been changing. It's already been there as sons and daughters of God. But the adversary would try to sift us and try to stop us from standing up. Well, you're not worthy. God made you worthy. Yes, amen. His grace is sufficient. And because His grace is sufficient, then now you and I are going to say so. And because, Jesus said, because of the people which stand by, I said it. Same position place for us. Because of those that's standing around by you, you are speaking that word, and salvation is sweeping over their hearts and over their minds as sons and daughters of God, and bringing them to a complete set free position, both salvation and in physical bodies. I tell you, God is manifesting His glory into all of us as that body of Christ. I need to go back to Revelation 21 for just a moment and say again to us here that He says in verse 6 of God's Word, and said unto me, it is done. Yeah. So I say that to every single one of us here this morning. It's not going to be fulfilled. It's already done. It was done 2,000 years ago. Now here we are as body of Christ coming to an understanding in our generation, decree and declaring and loosing the body of Christ and letting them go. We got too many grave cloths that's trying, too many religious systems, too many adversaries trying to stop us from moving. And God's saying, hey, there's no barriers, no dams, no nothing that's stopping you any longer. Praise God. So it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall. We already got this inheritance. We already belongs to us all things. It is ours, and because it is ours, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Not hope, might, or maybe. You are the Word of God in this earth today, and God's not going to. Ephesians of God's Word in chapter 1. You're not going to be that son. You're not going to be that daughter. You already are. And because you are as that body of Christ, the adversary is no longer. He tries to sift us as wheat. He tries to take away from us that revelation and that truth. But hey, cannot do it. The prince of this power, this air, has already been dealt with. And we're not allowing that realm to overcome us. Okay, in Ephesians of God's Word, I'm going to begin in verse 19 of the Word of God, where He says, chapter 1, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness? There is no limitation to the authority and the power that God's already gave us. No limitation. Praise God. All things are possible. And because all things are possible, He's waiting on you to say it. He's waiting on you to declare it. Hey, Jesus said, I know thou hearest me always. Same position, place for us. God hears you always. Hallelujah. And because He does, then we exercise this faith. Hallelujah. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead back up again. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. We are operating from the realm of the heavens. We are a spiritual son, daughter of God. And as we are so, the kingdom of God is already in us, and he has placed us far above. Not one circumstance should be holding us back or stopping us from moving in the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is come. And hath put all things already put under our feet. He gave him to be the head, so we operate from the authority of the Word of God. And as we operate from the authority of the Word of God, he said, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is simply the body. You and I are that body, and the declared, which is his body, you are the fullness of him. Amen. Praise God, praise God. And because you are the fullness of him, he filleth all in all. Praise God. And you hath he, not going to, he's already quickened you, he's already brought you to this revelated word, he's already anointed and ordained you to open up your mouth, and he will simply confirm that word with his own wonders and signs. Whew. Praise God, praise God. St. John of God's Word, chapter 6. St. John of God's Word, chapter 6, and verse 63 makes this statement. And he says, it is a spirit that quickeneth. The Spirit that quickeneth. The Spirit of God is already in you, and that Spirit of God is quickening those that's around about you. And as he's quickening us as that body of Christ, and is a Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. The very word that comes out of your mouth is a word of spirit. It's a word of life, and God's ordained that to come out of your temple. And the moment you start speaking it, you're going to see everything change around you. Praise God. This is not a God that's afar off. This is a God that's right at hand. This is a God that's manifesting his glory out of earthen tabernacles today. And as he's manifesting his glory out of us, then we're seeing the glory of God. Hallelujah. Not afar off, but right now. Amen. So there are several here that Holy Ghost has changed your immune system already. That's a people in this church, the anointed sister of God, man of God, the Word of God that is here is changing every single one of us. So even the Lord would say to thee, daughter, today is an hour and time that as you open up your mouth in the Word that comes out of you, speak that Word aloud so that your ears can hear what you say. And the moment that you speak that Word where your ears can hear, then I will manifest this glory. Hallelujah. A change in your, I see the Holy Ghost sweeping over members of your children this morning. Hallelujah. Even the Lord would declare, because you have stood faithful, because you have ministered by the revelated word, because this day I declare unto thee that thou children's children's children, even their spouses shall know that I am the Lord that hath brought these miracles. Praise God. They're touching your physical bodies this morning, both of you. Praise God. Holy Ghost is touching you, sister, in your stomach area and around your waistline. The Holy Ghost pressure that has been coming up, changing right now. Father, I praise you, God, for this miracle, God, upon my sister's body. Hallelujah. This is not our God supplies. And as he supplies, and we loose this anointing upon this household, and this household shall rise far above. Amen. Far above all the principalities, all far above all the powers, far above all the situations. Hallelujah. My word has already swept through thy temple this morning. I've touched you from the spine, from the base of your neck all the way to your hip, saith the Lord, because my word is true. And from this day hence, thou shalt know that I have brought speedy recovery through your body. I'm the Lord that doeth this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I sat down here a while ago, sir, the Holy Ghost said, you're like a sponge. You are sent here for a reason and a purpose, and that purpose is that changes in circulation in your own vessel and the immune system of your own body. I am the Lord that hath brought you here for this purpose and for restoration to your family. Father, I praise you, God, for moving upon this family and complete deliverance right now. Praise God. Not a God afar off, a God at hand. The revelation of my word has swept through your temple, and it has been in you from thy birthing, and even from thy birthing has my word been steadfast in your vessel, and thou hast risen far above. And as you have risen far above, think not to look to the right nor to the left, but know that the Lord, even the Lord thy God, has ordained your steps before him. And as I have ordained your steps, saith the Lord, I shall cause them to become quicker and a more fluent, revelated word, saith God. Praise God. See, that we're here to loose. We're here to set free. We're here to declare by the word of God that our God is not a God that's afar off. Our God is a God that's at hand, and because he's at hand, we're exercising that. Though your heart has been broken, and though the many issues have come against thee, even I would say to thee this day that restoration is yours, and thou shalt rise far up above these circumstances that have tried to put thee down. For Satan would have to sift thee as wheat, but I have, saith the Lord, already anointed you. Therefore the adversary cannot and will not take away that which I have put in your walk, saith God. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. I'm stirred by what God is doing. This man here called me up several different times, and I tell you, prayer of righteous people. This sister got on I don't Facebook, but my wife Facebooks. And man, I'm telling you, when I started hearing what they were saying, and this man called me up on the phone, man, I pray right now, right now. I said, prayer. When that lady said, "What's happening?" I said, prayer of righteous people. Amen. So my heart rate went from 147 to 63 in 30 seconds. She said, "I don't know what's happening. What's happening?" I said, prayer of righteous people. That's what's happening. And because that happened, she went and grabbed this here, some kind of machine with all them buttons and stuck it on there. And when it come on there, she said, "Man, I don't know what happened. Your heart's perfect." I said, "Power of prayer." Praise God, power of prayer. Praise God. So I give God the praise that I'm able even to be in here today, because I know that my God does supply. I know that I do walk in the Spirit. I know that the Word of God is true. I know that this Word, a revelation of truth, belongs to all of us, so that we change the circumstances by doing what God says and not what flesh and blood. Hey, I could have said, I'll give up. No, I'm not going to give up. Praise God. So that the Holy Ghost is touching your son. The Holy Ghost is moving right now upon the situation in his walk of life. There's some division going on. And God said, from this moment hence, I'm changing from division to a unity. And I'm bringing peace. Also, your own physical body. Bob, you lay your hands on my sis. The Holy Ghost is touching you and your physical body as well this morning. Praise God. Not a God afar off. Our God is here to change. Our God is here to minister life to us. Our God is here to exercise you and cause you to speak this word of God and declare what his word says and not what our opinion or our thought is. Hey, God's already brought us to this miracle working authority and power. It is ours. And because it is ours, I, you, we, us, we're going to declare it. I'm going all the way back this time to the book of Mark of the Word of God. And the book of Mark of God's Word, as I just love what God does. Because I praise God for this part of the body of Christ, because I have reflected back on this many, many times. And I've seen my brother Jack, I've seen him 5 times in my walk since he's went into glory. I'm looking for Shirley. And I've seen this position place. I see this God that has so miraculously opened up the heavens to us. And we are so encamped around about by so great a cloud of witness. If we could get past our carnal-minded thinking and start looking into the things that our God has already given us, then we can see that, hey, we're encamped around about. And because I am these mighty authority and these mighty angels that's around about us, are moving with authority and power. Praise God. They're here to sustain. Amen. Even Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the angel showed up to minister unto him. Same position, place. The angels will show up to minister unto you. We are encamped around about, and because we are, then we're exercising this faith. We're moving through this authority and this power. Praise God. I'm in the book of Mark of God's Word and in chapter 4 of God's Word. And he says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Take heed what ye hear. This is in the book of Mark of God's Word, chapter 4 and verse 24. Take heed what ye hear, for with the measure that ye melt. Too long we've... God can't do this. God can do all things. Well, I can't do this. Yeah, you can. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall. Not hope might have made me. Do it. If you don't ever lay hands on somebody, time to start doing it. Praise God. And the moment you do, take heed what you hear, for with the measure that you melt, it shall be measured unto you, and unto you that hear shall be given more. I need more. I need more. That's why God planted us even here years and years ago. That's why, hey, when I come up here, I'm not a visitor. I'm home, praise God. I'm home. Amen. And I enjoy the fellowship. I enjoy the relationships that God has put us with as a body of Christ. And as he has brought us into that measure and statue, hallelujah, I want more of it. Amen. And he said, verse 26, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man shall cast a seed into the ground. If you don't never open up your mouth, the seed stays. Amen. And then the realms of the world wants to try to choke it out, kill it. But God's saying, hey, it's time to exercise it. Go back to Matthew one more time. Praise God. In Matthew of God's word. And again, he says in verse chapter 8 of the word of God, in verse 8, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. And here we got a lot of the saying, I'm not worthy, Lord, but God saying, I made you worthy. And because you are worthy, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Amen. I'm not a motel person. I like homegrown. I like home folk. Amen. So the sister asked me, so where you want to stay? Oh, no, I'd rather stay in hometown. Praise God. And I tell you, when I got up there on that mountain, I was blessed. Whew, got back in there, hardly nobody around. That's a good thing. Then my brother and my sister kind of got to meet them. I tell you, it's been good. God's good. So again, he says, but speak the word only. So as sons and daughters of God, we need to speak the word. We need to declare. He told Jesus, hey, speak the word. So I say to Jesus here this morning, the anointed sons and daughters of God, speak the word. And as you speak that word, he does the work. And because he does the work, then the revelation of his word becomes steadfast in our authority. He said, I am a man under authority. You and I are under authority. God's gave you this power. God's gave you this anointing. He said back there in the book of Luke of God's word in chapter 10 of the word of God, he said, I behold Satan as lightning falling from heaven. And he said, I give unto you power. That power belongs to us, that manifestation of that word. And behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents, anything that would try to poison or stop your flow. Praise God. The word scorpion is there because that's a lion tail. That's something trying to tell you, you can't get this. God's saying you already got it. And because we already got it as that body of Christ, and over all the power of the enemy, not one thing that the adversary has over you. The prince of power, this air has already been dealt with. You and I are manifesting this out of our temple, so we're not allowing this adversary, the prince of power of the air, to dominate us. Amen. We're dominating over it. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But he didn't stop there. He said, notwithstanding, and this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names. We are the sons and daughters of God in this earth today. And because we are, your names are already in the realm of the Spirit. And because we are there as that body of Christ, now we're using it. And as we're using it, we're seeing God, His results, His deliverance, His manifestation. Go back to Matthew, if you held your finger there in chapter 8 of God's Word. Look at verse 16. And when the eve was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils. Come on. Again, stop to say what the Word of God in Acts of God's Word in chapter 10 of the Word of God and in verse 38 of God's Word, He says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The word power here is again a word of authority, who went about doing good and healing. God has ordained you to heal all that you come in contact with. Praise God. That's what my Bible says. And healing all that are oppressed. And the Word says that the devil is the oppressor. Yes. And as he is the oppressor as a body of Christ, for the Word, for the truth was with him. Okay, back up again. Verse 34 of book of Acts of God's Word, chapter 10, 34. And Peter opened his mouth. Come on, that's what you and I got to do. Open up your mouth. Let the anointing of God's Word flow out. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respect. Come on. Every one of us. Praise God. God is no respect of persons. He wants to manifest. He wants to use every single one of us for the working of His ministry, for the edifying of His body, for the manifestation of the glory that's already been given unto us. Praise God, it already resides in sons and daughters of God. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching what? Peace. We're not here to bring condemnation. We're here to bring justification. We're here to set the captive free, not to put them in bondage. We're here to exercise grace out of our walk of life so that the folk around about us can see mercy. Praise God. And as we exercise that out of us, then we see this: our God has already confirmed His own word with signs and wonders following. He ain't going to do it. He's already did it. Okay? Hebrews of God's Word in chapter 1 of the Word of God. And Hebrews of God's Word in chapter 1 and verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken to who? Us. Praise God. By His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Belongs to all. Amen. Remember Ephesians of God's Word, because it filleth all in all. He's no respect of persons. He wants to exercise this from all of us, by whom also He made the worlds, who been in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholdeth all things by the word of His power, His authority. God wants to uphold everything that you say, everything that you speak. As sons and daughters of God, hold your finger right there again and go back to St. John for just a moment. In the book of St. John of God's Word, go over here to chapter 8 of the Word of God. And St. John of chapter 8 of God's Word in verse 36 says this: And if the Son therefore shall make you free, praise God, you're free. Who's going to do this? The Son. Hello, sons of God. Amen. God's ordained this. He's exercising this out of us. Go over to chapter 2 of Hebrews. Now, if you hold your finger. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed, amen, to the things which we have heard, least at any time. How many know the adversary is sifting you, trying to go through and stop you from accepting and receiving? Amen. Least at any time we should let them slip. Too many folk is letting the Word of God slip. Amen. So I see this authority. I see this power. I see this Word that God has already put within us. Amen. Sometimes it takes us to realize, you know what? The adversary has been trying to sift us all. But Jesus said, I prayed for you. Yes, amen. Amen. And because I prayed for you, there's a complete change. Praise God. And because of a complete change, then the revelation of that truth has already swept through. Praise God. Amen. Even I would say to thee that my word has moved upon your immune system. My word has touched you in your physical bodies. And restoration is not coming. Restoration is already in your temple, saith the Lord. And from this moment hence, you shall know that I have brought complete joy and peace back into your walk of life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I see a complete... I am not done with thee yet. The word of my spirit is strong on your heart and in your walk and in your children's children. And because it is, I shall cause it to flourish and I shall cause it to multiply, saith the Lord. Amen. My God. You see, he's not done with us as body of Christ. He's ordained us. He's ministering to an all of us as the body of Christ. Our ears are open to hear God's. We're not letting this word of God slip from us. We're going to exercise it, and our children's 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 going to exercise it, and we're going to see this glory. Hey, man, I tell you, years ago, they saw down the road down here, they saw a fire burning over the top of this place. And I'm telling you, that fire has never kindled. It never has went out. It's always been ablaze. It's all. Every time I think about this place, I think about the glory of God. Hallelujah. Surrounding around about, and every person in here anointed with this word, every manifestation, every word spoken is a word that edifies and lifts up. Hallelujah. Our God's still the same. So praise God. And because he is, hey, I am a part of it. Praise God. And because I am a part of it, I want to continue to add to it and can continue to know that God's the one doing this work. Praise God. I need to close. I'm going to go back to the book of Colossians for just a moment to say this from chapter 3 of the Word of God. If ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Get your mind set on the position place of not allowing the Word of God, not allowing the adversary to rob you of anything that God's already gave you. If you got the power and the prayer of righteous people availeth much. And I know that the authority out of this household has touched my physical body. I got a new heart. I can keep up with these younger fellers. Amen. All they got to do is go with me rabbit hunting one time. They'll find out, hey, I love to holler. I love to trump down them briars, and I love to shoot them rabbits. So we brought rabbit stew, so we're going to have rabbit now. My wife made some of these here cookies, so we got some cookies. If anybody's allergic to peanut butter, don't eat them. But if you ain't allergic to peanut butter, I'll tell you, you need at least get one. Because I'm telling you, they are good. North Carolina rabbit. So we're excited. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited about being here. You'll never know how this sister has welcomed us, and Dan has welcomed us into their home and just said, hey, the door, lock it, unlock it, go in and out. Praise God. I got to walk around that ridge up in there. I'll tell you, God has made some beautiful things. And as he's made some beautiful things, I look here this morning and I see some very beautiful people that God has placed in our lives. Amen. My two granddaughters are itching. They want to come up here for a baptism. I said, well, we're going to put that on. It's on process. Praise God, it's coming. Praise God. So I'm ready to get her done too. So anybody desire prayer before we... Let me always say, Jack put this in my heart years ago. If you don't know the Lamb of God as your Savior, if you don't know Him as your Redeemer this morning, would you just take a moment and just say, Father, come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me. And as you declare that word, then God will sweep through your heart and your life and bring restoration to your temple. Anybody here desire prayer? We will. There's enough folk around here to lay hand on you to shake you right on up. So, praise God. So if anybody desire prayer, we want to pray with you and for you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Say it, Brother Bill. It's in your quiet place, and when you're thinking that, see, as a man, I think I got to do certain things to take care of my wife and my kids. And then you get these health things, and your wife gets health things. And he said, "What more do you need, and what more do you want?" And I said, "I don't know if this is the right way, and we've changed into this, and it's not always easy." You know?
Right.
And you go down the road, and you've been watched over and covered. What more do you need? He said, "I was with you." He offered himself to God to take my life for those kids. And he touched him.
Yes, he has.
Which way do I look, Lord? And he said, "I was there." And he said, "When you were with me, you asked me." He said, "I was there." My wife was sick, and he laughed. And I remember Grandma saying, "He'll just pull on you." And he said, "What more do you need? So you can't complain, but you got to listen." And I said, "On this way, what about this? And what happens to this?" He said, "What more do you need?" And then I like to chuckle. And he said, "Look what you have.
Yep.
And look what you're doing. And look what's
around
you." So you have to remember those victories and those past things that He is still God. And he
Amen.
Doesn't know every one of them words, but he said, "I was there." And he said, "What more? What do I got to show you?"
Yep.
You know,
Amen.
Talk about having that third knot over there for hours. An older gentleman for hours, no matter what.
Amen.
On hands and knees for hours.
Yep.
And to think sometimes about it, just God told me, "What more do you need? What is it?" But
yep.
You're right. It isn't about that. Oh, you bought this, you bought that. It don't matter.
Nope.
If you're an expert at it, it's okay. So I think other people need to know, just like me, it's not always easy, but you have to remember those victories.
Amen.
And he's still God.
He's still God.
And he said, "He can do all this, and you can worry about this, and it don't matter."
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You know, it's still God, and He's there.
Still God, never left you.
He's on your knees, and He's there when you're walking in the woods. And
Amen.
Out,
yep.
He'll come to you. And like I say, He likes to chuckle sometimes, and that's what it was. And I had to, you know, think about all those things. And there's many more, and it doesn't matter, but He's still God.
Yep.
There's still people sitting in here because they've been healed, and there's been people that, you know, look, I've had trouble with my legs and my foot for months, and as soon as you touch me, it opened up.
Praise God.
So
Amen.
He's still God, and what more do you need?
Amen.
So,
Amen.
I know we have doctors, and I'm not, you know, negating that, but my own.
Right.
Self, you know,
yep.
I'm
yep.
I told her, we're going to figure it out, so just
yep.
remember, what more do you
need? It's done right now. Praise God. Finished and done. Praise God. See, that's what God does. Finishes and done it. Amen. This is not a hope mighty. We're here decreeing that our God's already finished the work. He's finished the work. Praise God. And because He's finished that work, He's moving upon our. We are the body of Christ. And because we are the body of Christ, He's moving on us and loosing us. He's ministering to all. Hallelujah. Even the virtue of my words sweeping through your physical body, hips and back and shoulders. There's a change already within your temple. And because you have stood faithful, so also am I faithful, saith God. What more do you need? For this moment, you shall know that I am the Lord that hath given you a complete deliverance. You've also been having some pressure in your stomach and that pushing up into your chest area. I'll tell you, I keep asking God. I said, "God, I said, what you got me back here for?" He said, "Well, there's a lot of people needs heart transplants." And I'm telling you, I got one by the grace and miracle of God. The same position, place here this morning. And whatever you need, there's others here that you've got some issues in your sugar, blood circulations. All this is changing this morning. This is changing. Praise God. All of it's sweeping out of your body. Praise God. The medicines that you've been taking, you ain't going to need them no more. Why? I'm not telling you not to take them. I'm telling you my God is sufficient enough to give you a complete and total miracle. And because you got it, you're going to rise far above all the principalities, all the powers, everything that the adversary tries to throw your way. You might be sifted, but God says, I've already prayed for you. For the word prayer says, I've already gave you the authority and power to speak this. I've already give you... The word ask means to demand. And that's what we've got to come to as a body of Christ. It's time that we start demanding. Devil, get away from us. So I exercise Matthew in chapter 18. And I say from the glory of my God. Hey, Matthew 16 says, I've already got the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we bind, it's time we start loosing the miracles. The manifestation. Sister told me about all the testimony. That is a manifestation of you having the keys of the kingdom of heaven in your walk. And for you unloosing the anointing, allowing that miracle work and authority and power to sweep through us. For even the Lord would say to this, my people today, I have opened up doors and I shall cause a blessing to fall upon you like you have never imagined or thought. Your finances shall now be multiplied, and yea, I shall continue to pour upon thee the showers of my blessings, and thou shalt know that I am thee that hath physically made thee every withhold. And because I have, saith the Lord, I will take away the dim, I will take away out of thy mouth and out of thy manifestation the bridle, so that no longer are you bridled or held down by anything, but now you shall minister from the heavens and declare my word, and my word shall prosper before you, and I will confirm it. I will confirm it, saith the Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Sherry said Caleb just called and said their baby Jack has hives real bad. So let's just decree a healing over him right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he is blessed, Lord, that he is purposed, and that you've got him in the palm of his hands, and hives have no place in his body. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you're bringing healing right now, Lord, that it's flowing through their body, through their household, Lord. You already decreed healing and favor over that house in Jesus' name. Before the word, before we even got the message, Lord, you already spoke and said you were touching and healing those children and those generations in Jesus' name. We receive it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We like to call him rapid fire, both barrels wide open. Locked and loaded. He got that rabbit. Amen. He's a man of faith. He believes what he preaches. Amen. A prophetic gifting. Just allow the Lord to speak that in your heart today. Amen. In Jesus' name.